So last week, I remember, I spoke about the vision thing. That as Christians, we need a clear and compelling vision of who we are as God's people, of where God wants to bring us as a congregation. And also each one of us need a clear and compelling vision of what God is up to in our own lives. And we learned last week that that vision does not come from our own imaginations. It's not something we dream up for ourselves, but that vision for our church and for our lives is a vision that we receive from God. That God prepares us to receive that vision, and without that vision, we're never going to be able to accomplish what God wants to accomplish in our lives. But today we are reminded that the vision by itself is not enough. You can have the clearest vision in the world. You can know exactly where God wants to take us, but without something else, it's never going to happen. And that, of course, is power. We need the power to accomplish God's vision. And that's what the ascension of our Lord is all about. It's about power. As I shared with our young people, that Jesus ascended into heaven, not as if he was going into retirement for a while. He ascended into heaven to sit on the throne of God's power, to become the source of power, to continue to carry out the mission that Jesus began during his life on earth before his death and resurrection. His power now that he pours out through us, through his church. And so you may have noticed that in all three of our scripture readings, that power, that theme of power, comes forth very powerfully. In our first lesson from the book of Acts, we have Jesus as he is preparing to ascend into heaven, who speaks to his disciples. And he says, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. You will be my witnesses. And again, in our second reading for today in the book of Ephesians, Paul describes Christ as the one whom God has seated at his right hand in the heavenly places, the one who gives us power, the immeasurable greatness of God's power for us who believe, that Jesus has received all power, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. It's all about power. How many of you know the Great Commission? Have you even heard of it? Yeah. And usually if people are asked to recite the Great Commission, they'll say, it begins with, go therefore, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe everything I have commanded you. That's the Great Commission. Well, not entirely. The Great Commission begins before that. The Great Commission begins with these words. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go. In other words, the Great Commission means nothing without the great power of God to accomplish it. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. It is only as our ascended Lord, seated upon the throne, that Jesus is able to send us out in the world to accomplish the Great Commission. So one of our responsibilities as believers is to make sure that we remain connected to our power source. Make sure that we remain plugged in. Because the power that we receive from God, the power of the Holy Spirit, it doesn't work like batteries. It's not a power that we can store up as if we come to church every Sunday to recharge our batteries. And then we go on that battery power for the rest of the week, come back next Sunday and recharge the batteries. As a matter of fact, my new microphone works that way. Every two Sundays, the batteries must be removed and recharged in order. But that's not how God's power works. You can't store up God's power. God's power always flows. God's energy grid must always be flowing. And that means that the very instant we remove ourselves from God's power source, just like happened with the radio, it's dead. We are dead, spiritually, dead in the water. But also, the very instant that we are reconnected with that power source, boom, it's right there. That's the power of the Holy Spirit. As we remain connected to that power source, we are able to accomplish, God is able to accomplish His vision in us and through us. Now obviously, we come here on Sunday mornings to connect with that power source, but then we seek to remain connected to our power source, to the Holy Spirit, every day. Martin Luther said that our baptism is a daily event for us. Every day, through prayer and repentance, we are to put our old sinful self to death. Every day, God raises us up to new life. The work of the Holy Spirit continues every day as we turn to God every day in prayer, as we read His Word and study His Word every day, as we seek to do His will, sharing the love of Jesus with those around us every day. We remain connected to the power source. And through that power source, and only that power source, is God able to do His work in us and through us. Fortunately for us, God's energy grid is totally inexhaustible. It doesn't matter how many people are drawing on that power. Matter of fact, I think God's power probably multiplies the more we draw upon it. The more we use, the more there is to use. We may become exhausted as human beings, but God's power in us is never exhausted. As long as we remain connected to that power source, it's going to happen. You know, Jesus is Lord, is the earliest creed in the Christian church. We confess our faith here on Sunday mornings, either in the words of the Nicene Creed or the Apostles' Creed, longer statements of faith that were developed over the centuries, but the original creed of the church was two words in the original language, Jesu Kyriou, Jesus is Lord. That was enough for the early church. To say Jesus is Lord means that Jesus, the ascended one, is sitting on God's throne. Jesus is Lord of the universe. Jesus is Lord of the nations. Jesus is Lord of the church. Jesus is Lord of our family. Jesus is Lord of my heart, the Lord of our lives. Jesus is Lord. And as our Lord, He is our power. In Jesus' name. In fact, let's all say that together, good and loud. Jesus is Lord. 1, 2, 3. Jesus is Lord. Amen.